Drive-by Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law for Fundamentalist Government Infiltration. The Drive-by Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law for Fundamentalist Government Infiltration.
Well, here we are, the end of the year upon us, the beginning of 2013, waiting to step into view in just under 2 weeks. Funny about New Year's. Since most countries on our little planet observe January 1st as the start of the new year, New Year's Day really is the closest thing we have to a truly global public holiday. On New Year's Eve, in the majority of the nations of the world, fireworks explode, toasts are made, hugs are exchanged. All around the world, one way or another, people get together to party. Sure, everybody parties in their own way, but the point is, there's just something we all agree to be special about that moment when we say goodbye to the previous 365 days and look forward with hope or trepidation to the next. Maybe the parties are to distract us from thinking too hard about the past or the future. I don't know, but here in the North Bay, each and every year, the local theater community does its part by distracting us on New Year's Eve with special shows, plays, and musical reviews, all designed to delight us right up until the clock strikes 12. Following a long-established tradition, Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater will kick off its new year with a blowout party on New Year's Eve, featuring the opening night performance of its new musical show, A Couple of Blackguards. Featuring actors Tim Niffin and Stephen Abbott as the yarn-spinning Irish brothers Frank and Malachi McCourt, the music-filled play is directed by Sherry Lee Miller with musical direction by Jim Peterson. It's got outrageous true stories, lyrical poetry, and fantastic Irish tunes, backed up by a first-rate Irish band, and it'll be running for 3 weeks at Cinnabar. But on New Year's Eve, Cinnabar revelers will get the first peek. Festivities begin at 9 o'clock with a full run of the show, followed by champagne, desserts, and New Year's fun right up to midnight. CinnabarTheater.org has all the details. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa, the studio at 6th Street Playhouse has been transformed into a seasonal cabaret, and a series of musical events has been taking place the last few weekends and will continue right up to New Year's Eve. This weekend, the fabulous female foursome from last year's hit musical The Marvelous Wonderettes will be dancing and doo-wopping through a peppy repertoire of up-tempo holiday tunes, entertaining music lovers through Sunday, December 22nd. The following weekend, leading up to New Year's Eve, the studio will be hosting the sensational comedy musical duo of Sandy and Richard Riccardi, performing nightly on December 29th, 30th, and 31st. Showcasing new tunes from their just-released CD, Tastefully Raunchy, the Riccardis will be sassing and satirizing everything they can think of with their patented blend of clever lyrics and smooth lounge act showmanship. There will be one show at 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday and two shows on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. 6thStreetPlayhouse.com has the information on the Wonderette Show and the Riccardi Cabaret. However it is you choose to celebrate the changing of the year, I wish for you a 2013 full of pleasure and success, and I invite you to continue joining me here every Wednesday as we talk about the incredibly rich community of artists that we are fortunate to have right here in Sonoma County. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
Southern upbringing goes flying out the window. Listen careful and you'll hear. It's the Southern girl's mating call. I can hardly taste the alcohol. Six words mean she's lost her sense of self. It's the Southern girl's mating call. I can hardly taste the alcohol. See the morning after.